Yes, Binghamton, we have a call from London. Yes, my brother.
Yes, sir. Greetings.
Well, you want to tell the ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, the call from London? Tell the listeners who you are, my brother, because this was a surprise call.
Well, you better know, this is L60, you know. I've been down in London for a long time, you know, traveling to Europe and, you know, the Australia and the Austria market, you know, keeping the reggae music way out in the seas, you know.
Wow, Earl, so, man, this is, hey, you know what, my brother, I'm so surprised, man.
Yeah.
Thanks, man, and you know, I played, what did I play today? From the Mad Professor, a woman, oh man, what's the cut that you have about the woman?
Woman's got something, Militant Woman?
Yeah, man.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I played that one today, man, and, you want to tell the listeners what you've been doing and how long you've been doing it, Earl? Because, you know, I know you've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been supporting reggae music and, you know, being a part of the whole thing, you know, growing up with people like Sugar Minot and, you know, all these great artists, Ken Booth and all these people that I grew up with, and Dennis Brown, you know. We all grew up in the same area, almost in the same house.
Wow.
So I've been, you know, I've been doing it for a very long while and things from school days and stuff like that. So, you know, it was a great opportunity for me to be able to work with some of the great producers like Lee Scratch Perry, you know, the great, the late Judah One, Clemen Coxon God himself, Mikey Dread Campbell. And, you know, I had some great opportunities. So I kind of like was one of the pioneers, like one of the first that I used to travel to, like Canada and, you know, coming from the dancehall era, basically. I mean, people like Jimmy Cliff and Bob Marley have been there before me. You understand that?
Right.
From the dancehall, you know, side of things, and, you know, pushing dancehall music, which was like traveling with sound systems like King Tubby's and, you know, Emperor Fate and all these sounds and stuff like that, you know, Jell of sound music. So, you know, I was like there with, you know, Drunja Lodge, Volcano and all these sounds. But I was like more into like staying in the studio and listening and watching the Tubbies and all those guys, how they come around to make dub music and stuff, you know. So yeah, and then you find that a lot of people kind of accepted the kind of dub, the kind of reggae that we was doing at that time. So even till this time, people are still, you know, requesting to get some of the old dubs and, you know, the real old school stuff that I'm acquainted with right now, you know.
Well, you know, I remember a tune. Now, this, everybody was asking this question. The CD or album that you put out with Scratch, and I think it was a few years ago, they were wondering, did you voice that back then or did you revoice that?
Oh, that was revoiced because at the time, you know, Mr. Perry had burnt his studio down. You know, he went into a different era. You know, reggae music went into a different dimension. So we just, you know, well, not me, but I think Mr. Perry decided that that was the furthest that we was going to take reggae and dub music, you know, cultural music, you know, and his perspective coming from a Blackhawk studio, you know.
Right.
So we never had, we only had the tapes. So I came to London and he had some tapes over here and, you know, we did some vocals, you know. Phoenix of Peace is the name of the album. Phoenix of Peace with some great songs on that as well. Yeah.
Oh, really some great sounds, man. you know, I remember when that came out, that was really some great sound. Now, yeah. What are you doing right now, though? I know you told me about you were linking up with Mad Professor and Scratch this weekend.
Okay, yeah, we did that at the Jazz Cafe, 3 nights straight, sold out 3 nights. It was very good. It was our 25-year anniversary of Mad Professor and, you know, running his label and stuff like that. And I've just completed an album with him and Sly and Robbie. So I was kind of promoting that with him. So, yeah, we did, we're doing like a tour of the UK. We're off to France and places like Africa and Israel and all these places. Yeah, so it's an ongoing tour for the rest of the year, you know, just it's an anniversary tour. And it was really great to work with Mr. Perry again. I mean, he's amazing, you know. He's really coming back to himself and, you know, he's really one of the great crowd pleasers. The audience really loves him, you know.
Well, you know, I just like to clarify that the man is not crazy, mad, or none of that stuff.
Well, you know, you see, genius is always classed as crazy people, you know.
A serious thing.
You know, once you become past a certain level, then you're classed as either mad or a genius. So they can't say a reggae singer from St. Elizabeth in Jamaica is a genius. So the next thing they're going to say is, this guy is a madman, you know, living in Switzerland, in Geneva, you know, like with some of the richest people in the world, you know what I'm saying? But there you go. It's one of them things, you see what I'm saying?
You know what I hear in your voice, too? How long you been living over across the way?
Well, I've been here since 1987, funny enough. And, I mean, I'm still strongly linked to Jamaica. I go back and forth all the time. But, you know, I'm kind of like more into, you know, because I grew up in like Augustus Pablo and people like that. So I like a lot of serenity around me. You know, I like to be really cool. And, you know, my perspective is more like in my family right now. So I kind of stay in the UK and, you know, concentrate on dealing with the reggae music in this side of the town, you know?
Well, you know, I hear it in your accent, man.
Yeah, well, it's not no still, you know, car. You see, I like come out of English, but, you know, good parentage. You don't know, Jamaica is one of the best schools for you know, to growing up, you know what I mean? Everything is reality. It's down, it's dirt-wise, you see what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So we kind of, you know, go through that and, you know, we've been there, done that. So right now, I'm just like to keep myself on a certain level because I'm meeting with all kind of people every day, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we can't make them think that Jamaica's full of their yardies and shit like that.
You know? Now, let me ask you, what about Michael Prophet?
Well, Prophet is here doing good, same way, man. Prophet is a giant. He's a giant. I mean, you know, he's still touring. He's got his own label now. You know, we're doing some summer festivals in France and Germany and places like that. You know, it's cool, driving his Mercedes full of gold in the same way. But like you're saying, you know, I think you're about to mention that we haven't been doing a lot of stuff in Jamaica. At the moment now, you know, we've got families and stuff in the UK. And going to Jamaica is like going back, you know, I think we'll be ending up staying a very long time in Jamaica. And it's kind of difficult on the families because I travel a lot, you know. And I don't want to go to Jamaica and end up staying on there for months and months and ends and things like that.
Because you know what'll happen once you get back there.
Yeah. And I'm really looking forward to it because I can hear some really good stuff coming back from Jamaica now. And, you know, I think the whole dancehall side of things is getting a bit more mellowed out, you know. So the man is realizing that, you know, the sound system team has to support each other. You know, the artists, the DJs, the sound man, the producers, you know. So I really like the vibe that's coming out now, you know, people like Sean Paul and Shaggy and all these guys and, you know, Beat a Man and the whole crew. So, yeah, it's just, you know, the youth and I think food, it's nice.
Now, you know what, I would like to see you come over this side, man, and, you know.
Yeah, I'm working on some stuff with Mikey Campbell at the moment. I'm talking also to some guys from Pennsylvania, Spice Entertainment, you know.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to doing some of that in the new year, man. Definitely.
Well, when you talk to Mikey, you hail him up for me, tell him Rastown. Because you know the DVD, he's got a new DVD out.
That's right, yeah.
And he told me, he said, Ras Charles, you know you're on the DVD.
Oh, wow, okay.
Seriously.
Now, Mikey's...
Hello? Hello?
You just put out a 10-inch of mine called One Gun, so that's doing good as well.
Ah.
You know.
Now, let me just tell you this. Did you know I used to perform with Keith Hudson?
Yeah, Keith is one of the greats as well. Charles, I might have to call it back in a little while.
All right, well, listen.
I'll try and call it back in about 10 minutes, yeah?
All right, sounds good. And my brother, it's a pleasure. Call me back, though, Earl.
One love, that's the fire.
Every time.
Peace, sir.
Yes,
I appreciate it. Love the vibration.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.